Choosing candidates. The municipal elections are now just weeks away. It's time for us to pay attention to what the candidates have to say. There was already a debate that was held last Thursday night. This only involved the campaigners in the mayoral fight. The former occupant isn't running, so the position is free. The ones vying for his job only number three. Now let's factor in the ones that are battling for a council seat. Just getting them all to attend one event will be a major feat. We have officially set a record for candidates this fall. The number of people seeking these positions totals 29 in all. With what little time is left before the upcoming election, how are we going to know each of their platforms for us to make a selection? Three of the incumbents have decided not to run at all. One of them resigned last year late into the fall. Another one has decided to take a shot for mayor. Seven of the others are hoping they retain their chair. With so many running, are we going to know who said what and where? How can you give equal time to each and make it all look fair? The cream will have to come to the top before we make our choice. The ones who want it bad enough will certainly have to sound their voice. I'm not sure if it hurts or helps the present council in this case. You have 22 eager campaigners hoping to take their place. Most of our citizens aren't happy with our present members on the board. These are the ones who won the prestigious Code of Silence award. Not to mention that some of them that hold this position think they don't need any pointers from an integrity commission. Do we need a new recreational center is another issue that needs to be resolved. This probably won't be settled before our current council is dissolved. This is a city, but it has a small town feel. I think it would be nice to see some new recruits take the wheel. Some that may steer us on a steady course. From what we have experienced, could it get any worse? You know the people in North Bay that have contributed to this city. The ones who have taken a stake in it and served on some committees. People you just know who deserve this chance to stake their claim. That's the hopeful you want to help and mention them by name. That's the only way we will be able to find that diamond in the rough. From what I am hearing, people have certainly had enough. If your wish list is maybe just three or four, then just make them your selection. There's no need to vote for more. Up to 10 is an option, but how many is up to you? Choosing just the ones you actually like is the best thing you can do. I know who I am voting for in this election run. I may just help them the best I can and choose to vote for one.